Audio boo, audio boo, gimme, gimme, gimme an audio boo. Hey there, it's the Seder, and I just woke up, and I just had the most bizarre nightmare, or daymare in my case. Just bizarre. It's bizarre, I'm telling you right now. You're not going to believe this shit. So I had a dream that I bought Vi Charles, you know, Auntie Vera's mobile home. Not a mobile home, RV, the RV. I bought it. And I was going on, I was living on the road. And I was somewhere. I don't even know where I was. Mountain town, it felt like. And, I was at a local bar. And there is these three people in the bar. A really hot blonde who looked a lot like the blonde out of that 70s show. I don't know who played her, but it was, she had a very 70s vibe to her. Farrah Fawcett hair, you know, Daisy Dukes. And she was there with this redhead girl and this guy who is good-looking but creepy at the same time. Hard to describe. Kind of looked like a carny, you know, a really hot carny. And so the blonde girl was coming on to me. I mean, just coming on to me hard. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this is good. So we go over to her hotel room because there's like this little motel, Bates Motel kind of a thing, right near this bar. And we're kicking back, and she starts blowing me. And while she's doing it, the guy and the redhead come in to the motel room. I don't know how they got a key. But it turns out that he is her boyfriend/pimp to both of these women, I guess. And he wants money. I'm like, hell, this is, no, screw this. I was only doing this because, what the hell, because I actually prefer guys. And he's like, well, you can have me for like double the cost. I went, no, this is crap. So I put the impaler away and I go to my RV Vi and I drive off and I find another bar, and I'm just going, I can't believe this shit is happening. And as I'm in there, the three of them walk in. Or no, she walks in. The blonde girl walks in. Hi, baby. You left me, and I want to get married. After what you did to me, we should get married now. And I'm like, oh, you are one crazy psycho bitch. And I go out to the parking lot, and the redhead and the dude had broken into Vi, and I get in there and I pull them out of the RV, and I'm getting out, and the guy whips out a straight razor. I mean, a big old Sweeney Todd straight razor, and I deck him. I just totally deck him. I grab the straight razor from him, and I kick his ass out of Vi, and I lock the doors, and then I hear the police coming up, and I suddenly see that there's blood on the straight razor, and there's a, like, I think there is a body in Vi, and there's this big, I saw this big bag of cocaine, and I realized that they were framing me. I'm like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? And that's when I woke up. But I'm like, what a bizarre dream. It just, I was like, wow, just very bizarre. So I just had to share it with you while it was fresh in my head, because it was, yeah. I've never killed a man, nor have I ever done cocaine or any other drug. So that's why. Or have I ever bought Vi Charles or picked up a strange blonde girl at a bar. So this is, I'd like to know what this dream meant. I should call into Dubious Intent Plus with it and have Daniel Brewer tell me what this is all about. Very bizarre. All right, that's it. Catch you all later. Gimme, gimme, gimme an audio boo.